Good morning, Arizona homeowners and gardeners. You're in the garden at Rosie on the House with Bill Jenkins, Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping. Your dad was the first man that ever gave me a job. Your mom signed my first paycheck. That's when we were putting in Rainbird brass. Yes. Sprinkler heads.
Oh, yes. I have one of those on my desk.
An antique.
Space 15.
An antique, yes.
Well, are you pulling, do you ever run across those still in the ground?
Oh, yeah. I collect that stuff. I love putting all that stuff on my desk. You know, polish it and clean it.
Now, see, I like that. I would buy brass over plastic, but there's got to be a reason they changed
that.
Man,
those heads were wonderful. Those things, I mean, you know, they sprayed water all over the place, but... It just rained when those things came on.
Rainer?
You know, yeah. Now we want to have all these little tight lawn areas. We have to have a little more sophistication. But those are the days.
Well, aside from lawns, I don't know what it was, but this week we received a ton of emails about container gardens,
mm-hmm.
and we'll get to a few specifics of what these homeowners were asking. But let's just talk about that because that's something you can still do and still get plants in the ground. Now you could still do an in-ground garden as well,
mm-hmm.
but a container garden's a lot easier to prep right now.
I'm a huge proponent of building something above ground. You get to put the soil that you want in. You're not battling our soils.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a little seat wall out of it so you don't destroy your knees or have to bend over and crawl around in the garden. I love the idea of being able to sit on it and garden. A lot of folks really like that. And then, the aesthetic value as well, you can actually build something that looks very nice.
Let's start from the bottom. How do we control any kind of growth coming up? I mean, the last thing you want, you said weeds are very opportunistic. You put a nice bed of mulch and soil and water.
When we're building the structure, you know, I like to build something up to a height of about 22 inches or so. It depends on exactly which product you're working with. It might be a nice stopping point there within an inch.
How do you get
to
22 inches?
Well,
why 22 inches?
That's just roughly the height of a seawall. That's a nice seat height. That's a nice sitting height for a little garden wall. And then we'll backfill, of course, with a nice sand, soil, mulch mixture, nice and loamy and a good quality fill, clean fill with a little sand mixed in and a lot of mulch in it. But not so much mulch that it's just pure mulch and all the water just disappears, you know, straight to the bottom as soon as you try and water. Once you put your plant material in, of course, like to do a nice thick layer of mulch on top of the soil. But we'll put a little fabric barrier around the outside perimeter, inside, I should say, the interior of it to hold the soil in, particularly when we're working with some of the dry stack products. Rosie brought that up earlier.
Man.
Belgard has a really nice product, Celtic Wall. And there are others on the market, and they're so easy to assemble. You don't have to build the footer that you have to build.
No mortar.
Right.
It's a finished product, no paint,
they're
no
beautiful.
Stucco, no cracking.
No nothing. Just enjoy it. Right.
I don't know why you'd build a raised planter out of anything else. I really don't.
And that's the product that we typically do use is the dry stack, and I think it's a beautiful landscape element.
Now, in a raised, are you also eliminating being harassed by burrowing rodents?
Well,
do you need to put some kind of I would almost put like 6-pound expanded galvanized metal lath.
And I've other applications we've done that a wire mesh to keep rodents out of things. So that certainly could help.
And then the geotech material on top of that.
Right.
And then the soil of choice on top of that.
Right. Nice loamy mixture and then enjoy. But we really like the dry stack product.
Now, one of the questions, and we get this a lot. And if you've ever been the neighbor, you know what I'm talking about, where people will put the container garden right up against the block wall. They think, well, I've already got one side. All I have to do is, you know, three sides, and they'll go right up against the block wall.
Yeah, 4-inch fence block is not a retaining wall. You know, you just see that stuff just get damaged with the moisture over the years.
And you never see it, but your neighbor has to look at the ugly. They can tell right where
all
your water line
stains
is.
And the fertilizer stains, yes, and the erosion of the block.
And even if you put some kind of barrier on it, again, it's not structurally
it's
made
not
for that weight.
Designed as a retaining wall, correct. So if you're going to build a structure and you want to build it up against the wall, really, truthfully, you should build all four sides.
Build a good
true
neighbor.
Yes, exactly.
Put another one. Now, what kind of waterproofing material do you put up against that masonry product? Or do you need one on these these dry stack applications.
If it's a freestanding product, we don't worry so much about. We'll just use a nice a fabric, soil retention fabric around the outside perimeter. You could use a real thick plastic product if you wanted to, but mostly just concerned with retaining the soil. The dry stack products have some little voids between them, and so to prevent any migration of the soil, you just want something to stabilize it and get it to stay put there.
And what's great about that, and there's so many products on the market for waterproofing and concrete restoration that will last forever, but they're chemicals. They are products that you probably, if especially, I mean, a flower garden, probably not that big a deal because you're not eating your
petals.
Maybe
not tomatoes, right.
You don't want to be putting epoxies all over.
And I've had clients that we've addressed.
Where you're getting
ready to put your food. Exactly. We've addressed that problem exactly. So I'd rather just use a little fabric barrier.
You know something? I ultimately, I've got plans and designs. I'll get my dry stack because it's great. But we wanted to get something going quick. And I wasn't sure this is where I wanted it long term. I used railroad ties. I didn't. That was a pain, and that's a big project for one person.
They're heavy,
but it gives a nice, you know, Western look. On
it does.
On those
very rustic.
Now,
but you have to line it.
You do,
because
all that
creosote is not what you want in your soil.
Yeah. So I did the fabric on the bottom, and more than anything, I wasn't even thinking about soil retention. It was just to keep the weeds out. But there is thick mill plastic, triple walled. All the way around the interior. But it's a nice application, and it looks good.
Rustic. Very rustic.
Very rustic.
For Arizona.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.